There's also a whole issue of lineage, which Bante in earlier times very much played down, because I think he felt that in some Tibetan traditions or centers, people made much of lineage in the wrong sort of way. You'd hear all this talk about, oh, it's a very powerful lineage, and it goes back to Drongo Rinpoche, who's this, that, and the other, which really was, in a way, an attempt to use power, you know, to impress in the wrong sort of way. So Bante really wasn't, understandably, very keen on that. So we've, in a way, we've not made much of the whole issue of lineage. I was talking earlier this year to a private preceptor who went to see Bante recently and said that his private preceptor said that he felt he couldn't make much of a connection, emotional connection, with the revised sadhanas that are mainly given now, the ones which didn't come from Bante's teachers, because he felt less of a sense of connection with the teachers. And Bante reportedly, and don't treat this as gospel because I may have got it wrong, but what I understood this person to say was that Bante said that he tended to agree with that, and that he himself couldn't do a practice without thinking of the teacher who'd given it to him. Now, I'm not suggesting, again, that we make much of, you know, formal lineage, but I think that perhaps in revising the sadhanas in the early 90s, we to some extent just decontextualized the practices. That had advantages, but perhaps you also lose something of that sense of connection back through Bante to Jamyang Khyentse Rinpoche or Dzogchen Rinpoche, and back through them, you know, through whole lines of very, very deeply committed practitioners. So I think it's good to try and reclaim something of that, you know, to focus on, you know, however you want to do it, to focus on Bante's teachers, perhaps, apart from anything else, because focusing on great teachers, well, again, as Nyanavacha was saying, well, you know, time and space do not exist in the way that we think they do. So perhaps if you focus on people like that, perhaps, there, again, it has an effect and there will be a response. One other thing which I think certainly doesn't happen in all Tibetan groups, but happens in some, which is very, very useful, is I think there's more ongoing guidance for people practicing visualization of different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Very often you have, you know, a teacher or someone who's supervising your practice, and you gain confidence from the fact that you know that they know how you're practicing, and that you can go to them for advice if you have questions or difficulties. And again, this happens to some extent within the order, but I think it could happen a lot more. So to put it in our terms, you have someone who is witnessing you're going for refuge in this particular area of meditation practice. And yeah, your going for refuge needs witnessing in an ongoing way, not just your effective going for refuge at the point of ordination, but on into the future through to your real going for refuge and beyond. And it's good to have it witnessed in particular areas, particularly, you know, ones which are quite crucial, like meditation, where you're working directly with your mind. So I think that, you know, some of us have this relationship with a preceptor or some other experienced order member. But again, I think I see a lot of order members who are largely practicing on their own, unsupported. And that may be fine, but it's also quite easy with meditation to get into unhelpful habits. And I think it's just very good to have somebody who's more experienced than you saying, yes, this way that you're practicing is the way to practice that will lead to the end of suffering, as far as I can tell. This way that you're practicing is the path to freedom. So I think it would strengthen our faith in visualization if we did more study and reflection to break down views that prevent sadhana working, if we gave people a good start with the practice, one which is appropriate to the spiritual value of these meditations on Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and one which clarifies doubts. And even if we're working with sadhanas which in their actual form don't come directly from Bante's teachers, I think it's very good still to cultivate that sense of lineage. The particular form of the practice may not come from them, but a lot of the visualizations and so on do. And then I think it's very useful to have ongoing guidance about your practice.